Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, June 17th. The grains overnight were lower, with July corn down 4.5 cents at 445.5, July wheat down 15.75 cents at 597, and July beans down 15.5 cents at 1164.5, taking out the double bottom. I think it was at 1171.5. We'll get the NOPA crush today. They're looking for just a little over 178 million bushels. Should be a strong number. We were down over the weekend here, down Sunday night. The wheat harvest continues. It looks like we're going to have a pretty big wheat harvest. You know, there were some rains around. Nebraska kind of had some disappointing rains. Minnesota got some good rains. Wisconsin got some good rains. Maybe a little bit into western Illinois, but that was about it. We didn't see any export announcements this morning. That's a little disappointing for the market, hoping to see more Chinese sales, but that didn't come up here today. The weekly export sales figure will be delayed until Friday because of the Juneteenth holiday. The markets will be closed on Wednesday for the Juneteenth holiday. Markets pushing lower here, taking out some key areas on the charts. Doesn't look very good. I don't see as much rain around as the market seems to think. They were talking about severe storms in northern Illinois last night. Where I'm at in northern Illinois, we got literally, 50 drops of rain. It was about 30 seconds, and that was it. East of the Mississippi still looks hot and dry to me. We're going to be very hot this week. You know, this kind of reminds me of 1983, when we were hot and dry in the month of June, but we still made our lows the second to the last day of the month before the acreage report, which had the pick numbers on there. Then we got hot and dry over the 4th of July holiday, and we were off to the races. So maybe we've got to put in new lows here and then see what happens. But overall, I guess the crop looks pretty good. We'll get export inspections at 10 o'clock. It should be strong on the corn, not too bad on the beans, maybe light on the wheat. We'll get crop progress tonight. That should show a reduction in some of these big numbers that we've seen the first couple of weeks here. Maybe a 3 to 4 percentage point drop, but there's still going to be high numbers around 70%, good to excellent, so no real problems there. The wheat harvest is moving on. Looks like it's getting hot and dry in China again. It looked like things were going to cool off. Now they put it off till next week. We'll see if they actually get cooler weather next week. They did get some good rains in Ukraine. How much is that going to help this late in the season for the wheat? I don't know. But, overall, the markets want to move lower here. Funds are still, heavily short. I've got them short 214 corn, short 56 wheat, short 47 beans. They are long 105 meal, but short 73,000 contracts of soybean oil. So that's about it. I'm guessing if the weather stays the way it is and we don't get, 95 to 100 degree temps and no rains, we'll tend to move lower here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.